freaking cold out there. What the hell? Oh, hey. You're home. I didn't know you were going to be here. I thought you were at work. Oh, they called you off because of the snow? Lucky. I wish they did that at my job. They literally don't care. Yeah. No, it is what it is. I mean, I have to make money somehow, but not during the storm. Yeah, it's really coming down out there. Now look at that. The freaking window's about to explode. My lips. Ugh, they're blue, aren't they? Nearly got frostbite out there. It's so cold. I know I should have wore a better jacket, but I didn't know it was gonna get that bad. I could barely even drive in that snow. Why didn't I call you? I didn't want to bother you. I mean, I thought maybe you had better things to do, and I thought you were at work, too. Oh, were you? Taking a nap during the storm? How? I forgot. You can sleep through anything. You're weird. Okay. How about the heat? I feel like it's not that warm in the house. Are you warm? You are? Okay. Maybe because I was outside? What? Tea? Oh, yeah, sure, I'd love a tea. Well, you're making tea now. Usually it's me that does that. Yeah, I'll just wait here. Thanks. Oh, God. Shivering? I'm not shivering. Just a little cold, that's all. Yeah, I'm really cold. The fireplace? Oh, you have it on. I just noticed. Did you? That's a smart idea. Oh, thanks. Oh, yeah. That looks so good. Green tea. Fancy. Perfect. Exactly what I needed. Work? Yeah, work. Work was good. Wasn't really that busy, which is expected. Kinda wish my boss would've let us go a little earlier, but, well, we both know he's not the nicest. Yeah, I don't know what it is. I think his wife might have left him. I'm not sure, but what's that? Oh. By the fireplace? What, we're just gonna sit on the floor? Oh. You're gonna lay pillows on the floor? Oh, this kind of feels like a sleepover. Sleepover between roommates? Technically, every day is a sleepover for us because we live together. Okay, yeah. Sure. I could use a little bit of cuddles right now. My body is freezing. I am not trembling. No, my lips are not. Don't look at me. A blanket too? You don't have to do that. It's fine. I'll survive. Okay, fine. We can share it though. Yeah? Okay. I'll come join you. Oh, this is cozy. The fire's so warm. Oh yeah, I love it. Definitely needed this after today. Wow, you really know what you're doing. You came prepared. I know everyone's been talking about the storm, preparing for it, but I definitely didn't think it was going to be this bad. Looks like we're going to be stuck home for a while. We're probably not going to have work for another 2 or 3 days. Not if it continues like this. I know. It's crazy, but Well, thank God there's a roof over our head. And cuddles are nice as well. Yeah, I can get a little closer. Not that close. You want me to put my head on your chest? Are you sure? Okay, yeah, I don't mind. Yeah, my cheeks are red because of the fire. You know, I was freezing out there, and now it's warm, so of course my cheeks are gonna be red. Anyways, don't give me that. What, do you think I'm blushing or something? Maybe. I mean, the truth is I haven't really cuddled anyone in a while. Not like this, not by the fire. It feels really intimate. I never thought I'd be doing it with you. No, don't get me wrong. I like it a lot. You're really warm and cozy. This feels really natural, actually. But we've never really been the type to cuddle or anything. We usually don't talk to each other a lot. Yeah, always going in and out. You have work, I have work. We don't communicate a lot. Yeah, usually when we do, we have a really good time together. Remember the time we played Cards Against Humanity? Should we play it now? That's true, I don't know where we put it. Oh, did we lose it? We always do this, we lose everything in this house. I swear, there must be a ghost just hiding everything. I mean, where does everything go? Unless you're hiding them and you're just not telling me. I know, you wouldn't. You happen to be a very tidy person. You are, sometimes a little more than me. Which is shocking because I can be quite a freak when it comes to organizing things. But I mean, look at this place. It's so cozy and warm and clean because of us. I definitely have a really cool roommate. One who's offering to cuddle me and keep me warm after a snowstorm. Yeah, I almost flew away. It's very cold out there. Stop scolding me. Okay, I'll wear a better jacket next time. What, are you that worried about me and my well-being? You just don't want me to freeze to death because you're gonna miss me and you won't have a better roommate ever. Not one who makes amazing grilled cheese like me. Whatever, you love my grilled cheese. Okay. I guess I won't make them tomorrow. That's what I thought. So, grilled cheese for breakfast? Dinner? With tomato soup? I'd love that. Well, that feels really nice. Oh, you just rubbing my skin. I am getting goosebumps. Can you blame me? It just feels really intimate. I mean, are you used to doing this with girls? Or do I get special treatment because I live with you? You don't do this with random girls? I didn't know you were so caring. I mean, of course you are. You've always been very sweet to me. I just didn't know that you were this affectionate. If that makes sense. Gosh, I suck with words sometimes. I guess what I'm trying to say is, I wouldn't mind doing this more often. Just cuddling by the fire. It's not weird, right? Yeah, we do look like a couple. What? Am I interested in you that way? Wow, we're really doing this. No, I just never know what to say and how to express my feelings. I don't know. No, I mean, of course I am, otherwise I wouldn't be here cuddling you, letting you rub circles on my back. But I mean, I don't want to make things weird between us, especially since we share a place. I know that you recently got out of a relationship, so I don't really want to be a rebound or anything. Not that I expect you to treat me as a rebound, but I just don't want to be that girl that slides in right after. She is a very, very, I don't want to say dumb, that sounds mean, but she definitely lost when she let you go. I mean, you're great in so many ways. You're affectionate, you're sweet and caring, super thoughtful sometimes when you're not beating me at Mario Kart. So, yeah, I definitely think that she messed up when she left you. I am the reason? What do you mean? She didn't like the idea of you rooming with me. Why? I don't think I ever disrespected her in any way. Oh, she felt like we're close? I mean, of course we are, we live together. She wanted you to move out. Oh, is that why you were looking at places to rent last month? I did see that. I just didn't really want to bring it up. I thought you were leaving because you didn't want to be my roommate anymore. I also didn't want to get us in an awkward conversation. Plus, it's your personal life. If you want to move out, you should be able to. I'm not going to stop you. Of course, it would suck having to room with someone else, but I thought that's what was going to make you happy. I had no idea that you were doing it because of her. Really? So you were the one that broke things off? I mean, I would be upset too. I wouldn't want to leave you. But I think the fact that you broke things off with her so you can stay rooming with me, that says a lot about you, the kind of person that you are. Honestly, I'm just a little surprised that this is a lot of information to take in. No, I'm not upset. Why would I be upset? I'm actually happy. You probably can't see it now since I'm looking away, but no, I want this with you. That means a lot. Yeah, the fact that you didn't want to move away and get your own place so you don't leave me, that's actually really sweet. I just wish you would have told me a little sooner. Maybe then we could have cuddled and done this a lot earlier. Can I ask you something? I think We've already skipped past the whole awkward thing, especially after this conversation. But, can you kiss me? Yeah, I've thought about kissing you a lot. I've thought about just going in and stealing a kiss. But now that I know that the feeling's mutual, I don't know. I think it would be nice if... Now you're the one stealing kisses. No, I did tell you to do it, didn't I? Yes, I am red. No, it's not because I'm cold. I'm actually not cold at all anymore. I'm really warm. In fact, very warm. It's suddenly gotten hot in here, hasn't it? It's just you. Shut up. But you're right. It's definitely you. I mean, look at you. Like a big, cuddly bear. And I'm just... me. I'm cuddly too. Well, you definitely did a good job at warming me up. In fact, I forgot that it's snowing out. Yeah, it's still coming down. Yeah, I'm surprised we didn't lose power. Although, that would have been a good excuse for me to climb in bed with you and cuddle there a little more. Oh, you want to skip the bed? You just want to sleep here tonight by the fire? I don't know, we might wake up with our backs hurting. These pillows are not that comfortable. For you, that's true. I mean, I am using you as my little pillow. But you don't mind, do you? If I'm too heavy, I can... Light as a feather? No, I'm not. You're annoying. I'm just making sure. I mean, I don't want you to be uncomfortable. Okay. If you say so. I don't mind sleeping here. Especially when you're so warm. I don't think I can get up. I just don't have it in me. Let's do it.